Welcome back to another episode of Two Guys, a Movie and a Podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find those gems that might otherwise go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. My name's Tyler. You can call me T. I don't really care one way or another.
As always, I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac, but either way, I don't really care.
This week we're finishing up our discussion on Clockwork Orange. A Clockwork Orange.
Yes.
If you want to be super petty and technical about it. Yeah. Okay. Let's just go ahead and get into this. Oh, a quick recap. It's about a guy. Does some pretty nasty stuff. Goes to jail. He's kind of a guinea pig for an experimental treatment that gives him an aversion to violence and thus cures him of his wicked, wicked ways. Comes from 1971. Runtime of 2 hours, 16 minutes. IMDb says 8.3. Metacritic says 80. I say 8. Max says 1. And I think we're good to go.
Yes.
All right. Mac, do you want to... I don't want to do the rock, paper, scissors fiasco.
Okay? You want me to take the lead?
You want to take the lead or you want me to take the lead?
I'll take the lead. Okay. Because mine will be short and sweet.
Fair enough.
Well, like I explained in the spoiler-free, there was nothing I liked about it. There was no scene that I could really talk about and say, oh, that was pretty good. I didn't know that gif you sent me was going to be from the movie. But when I did see that part, I was like, oh, he kind of spoiled it for me. What an asshole.
Well, I sent that gif to you assuming that you'd already watched it because you were like, yeah, I'm going to watch it tonight. There's not going to be anybody home.
Well,
and then I sent that gif to you like the next day. So I kind of assumed you'd watched it already.
No. I usually watch our movies like the morning of. So it's super fresh.
I know. But you told me that you were going
to
watch it.
I have to make it sound good. I mean, Malcolm McDowell's a pretty good actor. Just not in this movie. I did like that little machine that they had his eyes peeled open with. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
I couldn't, like, I don't think I'd be able to, like, handle that. So, and were they putting, like,
Eye drops
in his eyes?
Yeah, just I would imagine, like, some saline drops or something. Like, contact lens solution.
I thought they were going to remove his, like, the... the thing in his eye, you know?
Oh, okay.
I don't know what to call it. I don't know what part of your eye that is. Your retina, maybe?
Okay.
Where the color is?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not an eye doctor.
Well, some people, like when people that are blind, they have that gray film.
Okay.
Sometimes they're able to remove it.
Oh, I did not know that.
This is a documentary.
Okay.
Yeah, like I honestly don't have anything to say about it. It was too long. 2 hours.
And 16 minutes.
In 16 minutes. That is unnecessary.
Yeah.
An hour and a half at most.
Oh, no. 2 hours.
No.
2 hours.
That is too long.
That extra 16 minutes, unnecessary. 2 hours, perfectly fine.
The part where he runs into those two dudes, and they're cops now.
Right.
And, like, they go and like, just drown him. Like, if they would have killed him, fine. But the fact that it took that long and just for him to live, unnecessary.
Oh, no. No.
Cut that part out. Because he was beating him for, like, 3 minutes. Maybe 4.
I wouldn't call it necessary. I would not call it unnecessary. I'm neutral to that part.
Mm.
I was more like, wow, Malcolm McDowell can really hold his breath.
Right?
And then I was thinking, he's got his hands cuffed. He can't actually say anything. how do you let them know that you're in actual trouble at some point?
Maybe there was a tube from the bottom.
That
could up.
Be. That did cross my mind too. I was like, well, maybe he's just like opening his mouth down there and sucking on a tube.
Other than that, this movie was pretty weird. I didn't like it. So,
okay, all right, fair enough. Was there any part
no.
in particular that you hated?
Oh, hated?
More than any other part, though.
Yes.
Okay.
When he was okay, this one was funny. It made me laugh because it was unnecessary. Again,
I bet you I know what it is, but go ahead.
It's when he's on stage with that lady.
Oh, okay.
They're doing like a presentation. And then he like goes up to grab her because she's naked. And then he's just like, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm going to throw up. I was like, why? Why go through all of that?
Okay.
The scene with his mom and that dude. I don't know who that guy was. I can't remember who that guy
was. It was like Jeff or Ted or something like that.
I hated that part.
Oh, I love that part.
Of course.
It's like, because it's like, they're like mostly because his dad's like, well, we can't really kick him out. He's already paid that next month's rent. Oh, man. I thought you were going to say the part where he kills the lady with a penis.
No. No. It made me laugh.
Okay.
Just because I was like, why am I watching this?
Oh, man. Okay. All right. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the time.
Okay.
2:06, like I said, 2:16, maybe that 16 minutes is a little excessive. 2 hours I'm fine with. There's a lot of stuff to get through. You have to see him being pretty nasty at the beginning.
Okay, I agree with that.
Because all those people show up again, you know, later on.
Right.
So in order for the ending to be what it is, I feel like you kind of have to, you have to show all that stuff at the beginning.
I was confused at the ending.
Okay. Well, we'll get there. You probably shorten up the middle of it. I don't think you need to spend so much time in prison with him. There's like some parts where he discovers Jesus. He reads the Bible and he's talking about how he likes all the Old Testament stuff because it's all horrible stuff.
Right.
But he doesn't like the newer stuff because it's all preachy and lovey and stuff like that. Probably do away with most of the I found religion stuff. You could actually cut all that stuff out. I'd probably be okay with it. And that would reduce it a little bit. Shorten up his time in prison overall. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I think the second part, because the movie's split into three very distinct acts. The second act where he's in prison, I agree. Unnecessarily long. You could cut out most of that stuff and be okay with it. He could go into prison, do some stuff, you know, do some time there, and then just go straight to him being picked for the
experiment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a name for the experiment. I don't remember what it is.
No, I don't either.
But, so I think that's where you could cut out most of the time. Yeah, I bet you could probably even get it down to like 1:45 if you shortened up the time in prison.
I could do 1:45.
Okay.
I could do 1:45.
Because honestly, I think you could even just go, I think you probably really just go straight to prison, straight to, like, that could just be his sentence. Instead, he's in prison, and I imagine that that's how it is in the book. I don't know. But he spends a lot of time, like, kind of lobbying to be part of this program and trying to get into the program. And I think you could just have him in the courtroom and say, well, you're being sentenced to this program. Instead, they kind of give you like a weird subplot where some people are for the program, some people aren't for the program. You know, is it ethical? Does it actually work?
Right.
All this stuff. You could cut most of that stuff out. I'd say you could cut out 90% of the second act. The third act, I feel like all that's necessary because that's him going through everyone that he's hurt from the first part of the movie.
Right.
Whether it's the homeless guy that they all beat up earlier on or his parents that are still kind of terrified of him. like they're not happy he's home.
Right.
I think, and also, you know, him visiting the guy in the wheelchair from the beginning, you know, where they raped his wife.
Right.
I think you probably shorten up that part too. I mean, it's like super tense.
The part where he goes back.
Where he goes back. Okay. And the guy's in the wheelchair, and now he's got his wife is gone. His wife is dead, probably from suicide, even though the doctor said it was pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
and he's got like this weird muscle man giant just living with him.
It seems like that reminded me of was it Silence of the Lambs? No, it would have been Hannibal.
Okay.
Did you watch that one?
I have. I don't remember a lot of it. I haven't seen it since it was new. I think I saw it in theaters and that was it.
Okay. Well, just the guy that was in the wheelchair and then okay. He had that dude, his...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, I guess. Muscle. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, so I think you probably shortened that up. I thought it was so tense, though. It's like, that was just nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Especially He's like, drink the wine. And he's like looking at it and he's trying to figure out if it's poisoned or not. And I'm assuming that it was the spaghetti that was poisoned. Because he drinks the wine and it doesn't taste bad to him. So he goes back for more. So I'm assuming that he was poisoned by that he was drugged by the spaghetti. Because he's sitting there eating like that giant plate of spaghetti. And that plate of spaghetti looks disgusting. I'm not gonna lie. That plate of spaghetti.
Paschetti.
It looks so gross. That is the worst spaghetti I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen some pretty bad spaghetti.
Like he falls face forward into it and they lift his face up and it's like no spaghetti sauce should ever be that gross color. So yeah, I agree. You could shorten it up and be okay. It doesn't bother me that it's 2:16, but I'd be fine if it was shorter.
I couldn't watch it as many times as you watched it for 2 hours and 16 minutes each time. Like, I would skip to the second part. Well, I'd watch the first, skip the second, go to the third.
Yeah. That'd be an okay way to do it, really.
So,
because like I said, the second part, kind of unnecessary.
Right.
And that's a Stanley Kubrick thing. The Shining, super long, and it meanders, and it's slow as hell. I mean, for being something that's based on a Stephen King novel, and maybe I'm in the minority. Like, I know a lot of people that love the classic Shining with Jack Nicholson. Mm. I think it's slow and kind of boring. But it's a Stanley Kubrick thing. That's how he makes his movies. He did 2001, A Space Odyssey, which is like a technically, like from a technical aspect, it's an incredible movie. Like the visuals are awesome. And like the overall story itself is really cool. It's about a guy trapped on a space station. And he's battling against this AI that's locking him out of rooms and keeping him from doing things. But that movie, super long, super slow. I like 2001. I cannot sit through all of 2001 in one sitting. Clockwork Orange, I can make it through in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's how he was. So you just made weird ass movies that sometimes just went nowhere or went nowhere fast. Again, Malcolm McDowell. I think I really like him in this movie. The fact that I don't know how old he was when he made this. I'm going to guess like probably early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
the fact that he was willing to go through so much crap, like this is a time when special effects weren't what they were, or what they are today. Mm-hmm. When they're prying his eyes open and holding them open, I was just like, oh, like it's hard to watch.
Right.
Because A, it's hard to watch something go close to somebody's eyeball. And just like the fact that he's really letting them pry open his eyes and apply drops.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, the part where they're drowning him later on, and they're drowning him for a long time.
I know.
Like, it's a long time. And I'm just like, oh, why? Like, not that I think it's unnecessary, but why and how do you let anybody do this to you at such a young age? I can understand if you're like, maybe you're like a little bit of an older actor that's like, yeah.
A little seasoned.
Yeah. And maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's because he's younger. He was younger and he's like, yeah, I can handle this. I got this. This is easy. Like I said, it is hard to watch though. Like, it's got a lot of weird sex stuff in it. The milk bar is full of weird naked lady statues.
Right.
they're getting milk from the breasts of the statues. The language is super, super freaking weird. The violence is what ages the absolute worst to me. 70s blood looks like garbage. 70s gore kind of looks like garbage. I mean, sometimes you find something that ages well and still looks
right,
realistic. Like you go back and have you ever seen Last House on the Left? The old Last House on the Left.
No, I've seen the new one.
Okay. The old one still looks pretty, I mean, it still looks pretty real. But so often, 70s things just don't look real.
Is that where they put that dude's head in the microwave?
In the new one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't part of the old one.
I wonder, do you think that's possible?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe. I've cooked many a thing in a microwave. Never a human head, but I do know that when I cook a piece of leftover lasagna that's like 3 inches thick, 2 inches thick, it takes like 5 minutes
right
for it to even get warm on the outside, and then I have to chop it up to make it cook the inside. A human head that weighs an average of 8 pounds, gonna say not gonna explode in an old microwave. Just my guess.
Maybe. Just an opinion.
Yeah. So anyways, like the horror stuff from the 70s, some of it ages okay, a little bit better than others. This isn't a horror movie, though.
And it was labeled as horror.
It might be. I'm sure it's like labeled as like science fiction and horror, maybe horror, but that's not like what the point of it. Like when Kubrick made it, he wasn't making like, I'm going to make this schlocky slasher movie full of blood and guts. When you get a movie from the 70s or 60s for that matter, sometimes even 80s, that's not made to be a bloody mess, sometimes the blood and gore just doesn't work. The same problems I had with Dirty Harry when I was talking about Dirty Harry last week. Yeah, he stabs the guy in the leg and it just doesn't look right.
Right.
It just looks kind of garbage. So I don't think the violence ages well in it. The weird sex stuff, I kind of feel like if this was made today, might be a little more graphic. If this was made for like HBO, probably a little more graphic, a little more realistic even. And same with the violence. But, still, just warning, if you're sensitive to that stuff, maybe stay away. And I suppose that in the 70s, a movie with an epic 2+ hour movie in theaters with 2 rape scenes probably kind of pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
And I know it is regarded as being something. At the time, it was something that was like, oh, I can't believe how violent this thing is. But I don't think the violence is just... I just don't think it's aged well overall, especially the violence. The set pieces, I think, are fine. I think they look okay. They still look 70s, but I still think they look okay. And I think that the story itself, as I mentioned in the spoiler-free, I think the story itself is kind of timeless. If they were to do an update of this show, of this movie, which when I was watching this, I was like, why hasn't anybody done this? Like, why hasn't Netflix picked this up for a series?
Ugh.
Or Hulu picked this up for an original movie, or HBO for that matter, or any other big service that is known for doing crazy things like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like it might be time for an update. I would watch an update. I might even like an update more if they made like I said, I kind of compared it to Black Mirror. If they made it like sleek and shiny, like a Black Mirror episode, like super stylish, I'd be okay with that. And I'd watch it. I don't necessarily think I need a 5-season, 50-hour right. series. But, you know, I'd be okay with an updated version of it. I don't know as if a whole lot of people hold it in such high regards as to why would you mess with a classic. I would imagine that most people would be like okay with seeing an updated version of this. And I think it'd work okay, especially these days when everything is so tense around the world. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and like I said, I've never read the novel, so I don't know. It might, like all the weird sex stuff, that might just be a Stanley Kubrick thing. I don't know if Alex is murdering people with a giant penis statue in the book. maybe he is. Maybe that's why Kubrick liked the book so much. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Like the first time I watched it, like I borrowed it from someone. The first time I watched it was, it would have been probably back when I was in college, maybe. Yeah, it would have been when I was in college. And, I probably watched it before. I bet you I wrote that review like on a second, maybe even third watch then.
Because
I probably watched it in 2002 or 3.
Because mm-hmm.
it was with the first round of college classmates. the girl that lent it to me, she's like, yeah, if you ever want to see a movie where a lady gets murdered by a giant penis, this is your movie. I was like, I've never really wanted to see that, but now I'm curious.
How did you know?
It's pretty over the top. It's pretty in your face. Would you watch this movie if it wasn't so bizarre? If it was like more down to earth and gritty, like a Hunger Games art style or something like that?
No.
No?
I hated Hunger Games.
Okay, well, fair enough. Okay. I didn't particularly enjoy it.
It's weird because, like, so I watch Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Okay. Game of Thrones has some pretty messed up stuff.
Right.
Like, it's pretty gory. There's some weird, like, incestual stuff that happens.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I don't know why this one was like, why this movie was just like so just strange. Maybe it's because it was 70s.
I think it's probably because it's the 70s and it was like meant to look very bizarre.
Because, like, I mean, like you were saying, like, what if HBO picked it up? I'd feel like I was watching Game of Thrones or something of that sort.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe I could give it a chance.
Okay.
If it was like a short series, like you said, not something like super long,
right?
50 hours, but I might give it a chance.
Okay.
Depending on who they had.
Right.
What if they had like Malcolm McDowell as the guy that does the experiment?
Oh, that'd be okay.
That'd be crazy.
Or Malcolm McDowell is almost any of the characters. Not necessarily like his probation officer from the beginning, I think, would be perfect for Malcolm McDowell to show up again. Because the guy that does the experiments, he's really only kind of there for a little bit.
Right.
His beginning probation officer that's like hitting him in the balls and and talking really weird and beating him up and stuff and spitting in his face. It'd be okay for Malcolm McDowell to show up for that. Yeah. Liz watches The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Yeah.
I see little bits and pieces of it here and there. It doesn't seem like I kind of want to watch it just because I want to know what the big deal is. But I've seen little bits and pieces, and that show gets pretty gnarly. So I kind of feel like if this was going to have a home, I kind of feel like, well, A, Netflix would be fine with because Black Mirror goes to some really weird places. But I feel like Hulu would be a good place for this too. I feel like Hulu, at some point, Handmaid's Tale has got to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to keep the weirdness going, the weird sexuality and violence going, than by picking up Clockwork Orange?
Right. Did you ever watch Castle Rock?
No. I think I started it, and then I may have watched the first episode.
Me too.
And then I didn't come back to it. I heard that there's a whole bunch of references to like every Stephen King work. And while that's awesome, and I've read a few Stephen King novels and seen a handful of Stephen King movies, I still felt like I was going to be left in the dark because I'm not the super fan that's going to pick up on
every little thing. Right.
And to me, that just seemed like a weird, like, I mean, I'm sure like people enjoy it even if they don't know all that stuff, but to me, it was like, if I can't know everything, I don't want to know anything.
Yeah. News is good news.
Also, I think it had Bill Skarsgård in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because wasn't he like...
He was like in Shawshank.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, right. Because Shawshank Redemption. I'd be okay with an update. Mac might be okay with an update. I don't really have a whole lot more to say. I think I don't have any part of the movie that I think is particularly good. I don't have any part that I think is particularly bad. I just think that the movie in general and overall is good. I just like the thing as a whole. There's not any one part that I'd be like, you know what? I feel like seeing this thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because certainly there's a lot of parts in there that I could probably do without. the weird rape scene where he's singing in the rain. Like, he pulls her shirt and he takes a pair of scissors and cuts out the nipples of her chest. And I was just like, oh, God. That's horrible. I mean,
but like, I'm going to watch it for the sixth time.
Like, everything they're doing is horrible. But every time I see it, I'm like, what if? Like, what if he just accidentally slipped with the scissors?
Just cut it off?
And, like, just cut her. And it just makes me cringe. Just the thought of it. I mean, look. I sound terrible. I know that. He's raping this woman. And I'm worried about him slipping with the scissors. That's what makes me... Like, the whole thing makes me cringe. But somebody shared on Facebook a picture of somebody like doing some craft work,
mm-hmm.
and they were hand sewing some stuff, and every time they would show a close up of the person's hand with the needle and thread and like stitching, I cringed. I was like, oh, they're so close to pricking their thumb with that needle.
Well, it's like the same thing with sewing machines.
Yeah,
like the thing just rapidly and then like
yep, and they had it sped up too, which made like sped up. Video makes me anxious anyways,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is, but extra anxious when it's sped up and they're sewing. Oh, it's horrible, horrible. But anyways, so yeah, I could do without him. Like, you don't need to add that extra layer of nerve-wracking humiliation. Right. The entire time I was watching it, though, I was like, Max hating this right now. But then, as we got closer to the episode, I was like, oh, man, what if he didn't hate it?
Who am I doing this podcast with?
I was like, ah, if he didn't hate it, then my choice was for nothing. And then I was like, well, if for some reason he does turn out to like it, I'll let it be. I won't try to get him back for Gran Torino. This was my one shot. It worked.
It worked. Most definitely.
Okay. I think we covered everything. Between spoiler free and between this, I think we covered everything. Malcolm McDowell, thought he was a great actor. Still couldn't put myself through half the stuff that he put himself through for this thing.
Right.
And I can't. I mean, I guess I have seen like some pretty nasty horror movies where you get actors to do like really terrible things. And I think to myself every time I see those, like, why did they agree to this? Malcolm McDowell probably agreed to it because he was like, yeah, I'll be in that Stanley Kubrick thing.
And sure.
All right. Anyways, where I'm just talking in circles at this point, we might as well wrap it up. Anyways, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that. It is on Instagram at Two Guys and a Movie, on Twitter at Two and a Movie. You can email us twoguysandamovie@outlook.com. You can find us first on Anchor, where it's anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm/twoguysamovie. And a podcast. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/twoguysamovie and a podcast. All those twos are spelled T-W-O. Don't use the number because we don't know what you'll find, and it's probably not as cool as us. And we'll catch you next week.